From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Lori Klein reading Walk in My Soul, Part 1, East, the Sunland, by Lucia St. Clair Robeson. Now let's begin with Part 1. East, the Sunland, 1809. Is one of the fairest portions of the globe to remain in a state of nature the haunt of a few wretched savages? William Henry Harrison, Governor of Indiana Territory, 1810. Cherokee government produces a society of peace and love, which better maintains human happiness than the most complicated system of modern politics enforced by coercive means. William Bartram, Naturalist, 1791. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. 9-year-old Tiana Rogers stamped her foot and glared up at her father. Despite him, she shouted in Cherokee, knowing he had never mastered its complexity. But it was difficult for Tiana to stare and shout. Her mother had taught her the Indian way of averting her eyes and keeping her voice low. Besides, a child almost never defied her parents. Rudeness was bad enough. Rudeness to a parent was almost unthinkable. Tiana's younger sister, Susanna, and her older half-sister, Nanny, silently urged her on.
"This one won't go to school," Tiana shouted, using the formal third person. "She won't."
"Oh, yes, you will," Jack.